Greetings to everyone from around the world. This is a Sunday sermon recording from Father Mike of Our Lady of the Hills Parish, here in Southwest Ohio. I am your host, Ishmael Ali, and here is Father Mike's sermon.
The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, when they sacrificed the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples said to him, "Where do you want us to go? Prepare for you to eat the Passover." Jesus sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city, and a man will meet you, carrying a jar of water. Follow him. Wherever he enters, say to the master of that house, 'The teacher says, this is my guest. Where is my guest room, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' And then he will show you a large room, upper room, furnished and ready. Make the preparations for us there." The disciples then went off and entered the city. And they found it just as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them and said, "Take it. This is my body." Then he took a cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, and they all drank from it. And Jesus said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which will be shed for many. Amen, I say to you, I shall not drink again the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." Then after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. The Gospel of the Lord. You know, that sequence that was read this year, that sequence is 750 years old. And this year, that's how old that sequence is. Anybody remember when it was wrote? Loretta, I'm sorry, you're not even that old. Okay, here's my sermon. It's a good sermon. There we go. Get Justin here. Okay. When someone is performing a good deed, don't stop them. Don't stop them. Here is my sermon story. I was having lunch on Saturday, Memorial weekend, and I was at a buffet-style restaurant in Eastgate, which I will not name. Now the place, it was packed with a long line of people. Gosh, they were all the way out, almost going through the door. And do you think they would have a second cashier? No. So we all had to wait. I paid the cashier, but she never gave me a receipt as she was rushing people through the line. I did find one open table way in the back. The waitress never even saw me. It was so many people. So I ate my main meal. And I left the table briefly to get some ice cream after finishing the main meal. Now, this ice cream was nowhere near as good as Dairy Queen. I saw Keith walk in. That's why I better say that. But it was adequate enough. Not enough butterfat. Not enough. So anyways, I got my little ice cream. Not too much. Just a little. And put it on a plate. And when I returned to my table, my table's filled with dirty dishes piled up real high on a tray. All these dirty dishes and saucers and cups were all over my table. I didn't care. When I want ice cream, I want ice cream. So I just moved it aside, you know, Bright, just moved it aside, give me a little space. And I ate the vanilla ice cream, topped with whipped cream and a maraschino cherry. And I drank only a sugar-free Coke because I was dieting.
You need Keith maraschino cherries for the Dairy Queen. And I want almonds too. Okay. So anyways, so I'm eating this thing. Then the waitress came over and she removed the dirty dishes. She was surprised to see me sitting there. She thought the table was empty. She did not see a receipt on the table because I didn't get one. So the waitress says to me, "Hello there. I bet you snuck in without paying, didn't you?" Before I could answer, she continued, "Oh, don't worry, don't worry. I won't report you. You must be hungry." She kept calling me, "You poor dear. You poor dear, when was the last time you ate?" And I replied, "Oh, it's been a while. For me, 10 minutes between meals is a long while, you know." I said, "It's been a while." She said to me, "Well, you know, you can't live on ice cream." I can, but but she says, "Now you go up to the buffet and you get yourself a good meal and you don't worry about paying. I'll cover it." So I went up and got another meal. Didn't need much to twist my finger. So I got another meal. But see, I'd already paid for it. But she didn't know that. The waitress came back, and I finished my second main meal, and she asked, "Are you full? I bet it takes a lot to fill that tummy." Well,
it takes a lot to fill that tummy.
But she's right, though. We both laughed. It was funny. We both laughed. And I replied, "More than you'll ever know what it takes to fill this tummy." Well, my waitress came over to me again and she asked, "You probably don't have any money to eat tonight, do you?" Before I could answer, she says, "Here," puts in my hand, "here's a $10 bill and you go get something at McDonald's tonight." I tried to refuse. I kept saying, "No, I'm okay, I don't need it." She would not take no for an answer. So I took the money. Before leaving, the waitress thanked me. She said, "Thank you for giving me the opportunity to live my Christian faith today." Then she added something very profound. "We Christians, we need to do more walking and less talking about it. Walk the walk, not talk the talk." I replied, "Ma'am, thank you for showing me how to do that." Well, immediately I went up to the cashier. I deposited the $10 into the box earmarked for disabled veterans. I told the cashier, I say, "See that waitress over there? Oh yeah, that one over there. She wants to pay for my meal. I've already paid for it. Please, if you would, for me, give her this $20 tip." Christianity came alive for me that day. It was really neat to be part of that. It was a golden moment in a corral of hungry people. You didn't hear that from me. Let the church say amen. There you go. I thought that was so neat what she did. It really was. You know, today, Catholics celebrate Corpus Christi, the body of Christ. Today, we remind ourselves what it means to receive Jesus in the Eucharist. The Eucharist is a Greek word. It means to give thanks, thanksgiving. Eucharist is not just a noun, like the Holy Host that will be transformed to the body of Christ. That's the Eucharist as a noun. But Eucharist is also a verb. The Eucharist, by its definition, demands action. Eucharist is more than just receiving Jesus into your soul. Now, that's a good thing. I want Jesus to be there all the time. So it's good to have Jesus in my soul, but it's more than that. The best way to thank Jesus for loving you is to love one another. He said it himself. Love one another as I have loved you. That's the verb of Eucharist. Eucharist is also witnessing to Jesus by your good deeds of your life, your entire life. You have to Eucharist your life. Give thanks to God. Jesus calls you to Eucharist others with the same care, compassion, forgiveness, and sacrifice that he has shown for you. The waitress of my story, she Eucharisted me, you know? She Eucharisted me by her outrageous kindness and generosity, yet I was a complete stranger. Complete stranger to her. She didn't know me, but she made sure that I was cared for. She lived the Eucharist. Luke describes what Jesus said at the Last Supper. It's very important. Luke 22:19 says, "And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, 'This is my body given over for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" You see, for our sake, Jesus gave up his body. It's right there, it is, right up there. He gave up his body and poured out his blood as the ultimate sign for God's sacrificial love on the cross. This is the ultimate of giving, sacrificing in love. And then Jesus says something here. He says, "Do this in remembrance of me." Well, what are we to remember and what are we to do? You ever ask yourself that question? I do. What are we to remember and do? I think it's this. As Jesus sacrificed his body for you, Jesus calls you to give over your body in sacrifice to someone else. So how does this play out? Well, yeah, I have some examples. I believe every mother and father who cares for their children gives over their body to them in sacrifice. You know? How many moms get thanked for the wonderful meal you made for your kids? Your kids ever thank you? I never did. Does Bryce thank you? Oh, you do? No, he even admit. No, I don't. Well, thank your mother for the good meals that she makes. You know, moms, dads who take second jobs, make sure their kids don't have holes in their pants. One father told me one time, I said, "Hey, you know, you got holes in your pants." He says, "That's right. I got holes in my pants so my kids won't have holes in their pants." You know? So instead of buying himself some nicer clothes, he bought it for his kids. That's giving over your body, your blood. How about every soldier who defends our country? They give up their body. Doctors, nurses, firemen, they give over their body in sacrifice so that someone else will be protected and loved. How about any caregiver who sacrifices their well-being, their body, for another? I get so amazed when I go to the nursing homes and I see these wonderful caregivers there, how they sacrifice. And I've met over my 43 years as a priest, you know, people who have been caregivers for their elderly mom or dad, or maybe a sick child. I've seen that children for 27 years. Talk about giving over your body. These mothers, when their kids were sick with leukemia and bad hearts and cystic fibrosis, they completely gave of themselves to those kids. They would eat one, I remember one man quit his job that was far away in Akron, sold his house, gave it all up to be near his little daughter. That's giving over your body. It's beautiful to witness. Anyone who makes sacrifices for Jesus gives up their body to to thank Jesus who gave up his body for you. This is what it means to live the Eucharist, to Eucharist someone else. Can I get an amen? Amen to that. Now, at the other masses, I have been asking, if I was arrested and handcuffed and sent to jail for not paying that bill, like they thought I did, but I couldn't prove it. So if I got handcuffed and sent to jail, raise your hand if you'd bail me out. Wow! That's only about 40% of the church. What's wrong with the other 60%? Oh, Keith now goes, oh, thank you, Keith. Keith said, I'll give you ice cream. Oh, thank you. You would be the best one. Let me tell you, I jokingly asked that question, St. Benignus. There were like 85 people there. Only 3 people raised their hands. I said, geez, thanks a lot. You know? Then someone says, well, we don't have much money up here. Nah, I just, when I witnessed what that waitress did, it really touched my heart. Kind of reminded me to do the same. And you should do the same too. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
This recording of Father Mike's sermon was produced and edited by me, Ish Ali. The intro music is Amazing Grace, sung by La Grave Avenue CRC of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Thank you to Father Mike for a great sermon. Previous recordings of Father Mike's sermons can be found at stmaryhillsboro.org. That's S-A-I-N-T, maryhillsboro.org, and on the St. Mary Hillsboro YouTube channel. If you enjoyed this program, please donate and help sponsor future sermon recordings. You can send checks to St. Mary Catholic Church, 212 South High Street, Hillsboro, Ohio, 45133. All donations are tax deductible and greatly appreciated. Thank you for listening.